بسم الله والصلاة على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you. I am a doctor, orthopedic surgeon. I worked in the all complex areas in Iraq, from the south to the north. And this is the statement to Mr. Blair. This is the statement of victims of his dirty war. I will just say, first thing, I came from Talafa. I left there, families, 2,500 families in the middle of the desert, no water. They are just with no food and with no doctors. We are four responsible for 2,500 families there. I'm seeing the children dying in front of me. I cannot do anything there because they deny me to enter the American troops inside the city. We are just when we enter inside this bombed cities of Al-Qaim, I swear, what I am doing, not treating, just collecting bodies, head, limbs, 500 tons. I have all the witness with me. I have documents. I have pictures with me. Who wanted to see it, I will show it to him, not on BBC, but with us. A child, she's an infant. I swear by God, she's an infant. She didn't know anything else. She's an infant with her mom buried underneath their home for about 5 days. And the father is just doing like this. He cannot get them from inside the house for 5 days. I'm just saying to you, Mr. Blair, you came to Iraq for the future Iraq. I want to tell you about the future of Iraq. The Iraq where there's no infrastructures of health, where the malnutrition of children raised from 4.2% during the sanctions to 7.5% more than the sanctions, more than any African country. Where the corruption in Iraq now, one of the highest by the UN themselves, they said is the highest in the world. This is the privatization that you start when the oxygen liter that we use for our hospitals jump from 150 Iraqi dinar to 1,800. We are 3 days per week from the hospitals out of oxygen. What do you want me to say more, Mr. Blair? I want to tell you just, we have 80 to 100,000 ghost prisoners. That's what no one of you knows about that in Iraq. 80 to 100,000 prisoners, they deny us as doctors to enter the prisons and see them. 80 to 100. I have a cousin for 2 years now in the prison. He's 17 and now he's 19. When I see him, he refused to talk. He just refused to speak about what's going on with him. For God's sake, anyone knows what's going on there? Last thing I will mention to you, the hearts and minds. I want to say, Mr. Blair, you lost the heart and minds because the heart and minds in the grave. And the last thing I will mention to you, as we condemn the reaction that happened in 7/7, we have to condemn the action of Tony Blair. I will finish with this. Don't think your march here cannot do anything. Che Guevara said the revolution will continue as if there are people believing. And Che Guevara is not a revolution. Each one is a Che Guevara and each one is a revolution. Thank you much.